The Adventures of Dolly Pepper and the Evil Richie Ray. Story and script by Yvonne Bertrand. Production by Len Amsterdam and Country Rose. Green Hills, USA is a small, quiet town. Dolly Pepper parks her car in the same space she has been parking every day, Monday through Friday, for the past 10 years. As she walks into the Green Hills Bank, she wonders, could life be any more boring than this? Dolly is unaware that her life is soon to change, and the evil she is soon to meet.
Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning, Blanche. Can you bring those loan applications we were working on Friday? We have a very busy day ahead of us.
They are already on your desk. Would you like some coffee?
Thank you, Blanche. That would be nice.
Dolly and Blanche are working at her desk when Dolly hears an all too familiar voice.
Well, hello. I am Richie Ray. You'll be pleased to be in my accompaniment.
Dolly, who is that man?
You don't even want to know, Blanche. And whatever you do, stay away from him. He's bad news.
Well, hello. I am Richie Ray. The pleasure will be all yours.
Hello, Richie. What brings you back in town?
Well, Dolly, I have done so well in the used car business. I decided to retire and move back to my old hometown. I'm here to see about getting a loan to build a shelter for all the poor stray dogs and cats who have no home.
I'm sorry, Richie, but I'm afraid we can't approve a loan for you. You have a shady past here in Green Hills. You were always very dishonest at school and cheated to get into college, which I heard you were expelled from.
That is not fair to judge my character by my past.
I'm sorry, Richie, but I won't approve a loan for you. Leopards don't change their spots.
Well, if that's your final answer, Ellie Mae. Bells, get in here! Your loan officer won't approve my loan.
What seems to be the problem here? Shame on you, Dolly Pepper. Give this good man the respect he deserves.
Thank you, Mr. Bells. It was good doing business with you. Well, Dolly, looks like I got the loan. Do stop by and visit my shelter when it's finished. You might find a nice dog to keep you company. It must get lonely at times for a woman in her 30s who can't find a husband. You were Miss Icebox at school with your nose in the books. Keep your nose out of my business, Dolly, or you will regret the day you met Richie Ray. See you later, Hayseed.
She turns around and walks out of the bank. Two months later, we're...
Dolly, look. There is a picture of Richie Ray in the paper. He's standing in front of the shelter he built. There's a write-up about all the strays he has rescued.
Dolly looks at the picture of Richie Ray and a chill goes through her. Richie Ray has won over the town with his good deeds.
Dolly, have you heard? The mayor's wife's white poodle was stolen last night. Who would do a thing like that?
Dolly knew who was capable of doing a thing like that. She shakes her head and says,
I need your help, Blanche. We are going to get into the shelter and take a look around. I don't trust Richie Ray. I think he is a dog napper.
That night, Dolly drives out to the shelter with reluctant Blanche by her side.
What are we going to do, Dolly?
You wait here. I will climb the fence and let you in.
I can't climb a fence. I'm scared. What if we get caught?
Grow up, Blanche, and stop whining.
The dogs are all asleep, and Dolly, using a flashlight, finds Richie's office. She finds nothing. She looks for a trapdoor, but there is no basement. She checks all the cages, but there are no dogs here, but for a few strays.
Dolly, I hope your suspicions about Richie Ray are gone. He is not the dog napper. He seems very nice.
Oh, my dear, naive friend. We are going to that shelter every night until we catch Richie Ray in the act.
Oh, dear. You are possessed with this man.
The next night, a car with its lights out parks by some trees close to the shelter.
I will take the first watch. You get some sleep.
I'm scared. It's dark out here.
Go to sleep, Blanche.
For 2 weeks... Dolly plays her waiting game, and just when she is about to give up...
Blanche! Wake up! Richie Ray's truck has started. He can't see us here. We'll follow him.
They follow the truck, but keep a safe distance. The truck heads out on the highway, with Dolly behind.
I'm scared.
Hush, Blanche! I'm scared, too.
What happened, Dolly?
Oh, gosh, my back tire just blew out. We lost him.
Dolly calls out for help, and soon they are back on the highway.
How about some coffee, Blanche?
I want to go home.
Shut up, Blanche!
There is no sign of Richie's truck in the parking lot. He had lost them. Dolly and Blanche go inside. Dolly looks around and she and Blanche slide into a booth.
Well, you girls aren't keeping banker's hours tonight. What brings y'all way out here? Y'all slumming? If you're looking for a man, there ain't much to pick from tonight.
Bring us two coffees to go, Red.
Can we go home now?
Ah, yes, Blanche.
Outside, they are about to leave when Dolly sees an old house that sits behind the truck stop. Dolly drives around to take a look.
Blanche, wait here.
I'm coming with you.
The door of the old house is not locked, and the girls go inside. It is very dark.
Stay close to me, Blanche.
Dolly uses her flashlight on her keys to find her way around. Room to room, they go. They're about to leave when Dolly hears a whimpering. Dolly follows the sound. It seems to be coming from under the house. She finds a door, and it opens to the stairs. The girls make their way down the creaky stairs. The whimpering grows louder. Dolly makes her way to the sound, and by the light of her tiny flashlight, she sees the puppies. And all the kidnapped dogs who are muzzled and cannot bark. They are not alone in the house.
Let's get out of here.
Be quiet, Blanche. Someone is here. I think they're gone. Phew! They didn't see the car, or they would be searching for us.
They see Richie Ray's truck as it leaves the house.
Come on, let's get out of here. Let's follow them. Run, Blanche, we have to stop them.
As she follows the truck, she has to stop him before he reaches the highway. She speeds up and passes Richie's truck and turns in front of him, blocking him. The truck skids to a stop and
Dolly
jumps out to confront Richie Ray.
Blanche, call the sheriff.
Dolly is shaking as she waits for Richie to get out. The door opens and Dolly holds her breath. What if he had a gun? She hadn't thought of that. A figure emerges from the truck, but it's not Richie. It's Tommy, the dishwasher, at the truck stop. The sheriff's car careens into the parking lot with lights flashing.
Get your hands up on ya!
Don't you, Sheriff!
You're under arrest, dummy!
For what?
For stealing the truck, you moron!
But Sheriff, I ain't stolen nothing. Stolen nothing. Miss Red gave me the keys.
Sheriff! Sheriff! The kidnapped dogs are in the back of Richie Ray's truck. Richie Ray is the dog napper.
Shut up, Dolly. I'll be the judge of that.
No, Sheriff. It is Richie Ray who is the dog napper.
Dolly, Richie Ray called me about 30 minutes ago and reported his truck stolen. If you don't shut up and let me do my job, I'll lock you up. I'm going inside. All of you, stay where you are. The jig is up, Red.
Well, hello there, Sheriff. What brings you way out here tonight?
And you're under arrest for a dog napping.
What? I ain't dog nap no dogs. I was just doing Richie a favor, letting him keep some of his strays out here.
We just happened to be looking for that truck when we got a call. Richie called us out to the shelter to report his truck missing. You and your dishwasher are under arrest.
He told me he was sick, and I could take them to Braxton to a vet over there. I was busy, so I asked Tommy to take them.
Tell it to the judge!
We were framed! We are innocent!
The dogs Dolly and Blanche found were strays. Dolly and Blanche didn't know this. Dolly thought they were dog-napped dogs. It was dark in the house. Richie had fooled her along with the others. The pooches that were dog-napped were being well cared for by Richie's old pal, who is a veterinarian. He keeps the stolen pooches at his place. They're going to sell them at a pet store, which the vet owns under an assumed name. The vet takes care of the stolen dogs for Richie. They are in cahoots. Richie was using Red as the fall gal. She didn't know it. Love is blind.
You! On arrest for dog napping! Dog napping! Oh, Dolly, you can go home now.
Poor Tommy just happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. The sheriff is also left with egg on his face when he is confronted by the angry owners, who have come to pick up their pets and are mad as hell at Red. He vows to keep her behind bars until she tells him where the stolen dogs are. Meanwhile, Richie can sell all his stolen animals and make a nice profit and move on to the next scheme. And continue to be a model and loved citizen of Green Hills. Or so he thinks.
Can we please go home now, Dolly? Well, at least the dogs are safe.
I will prove what I know is true, and your evil will be brought to light someday, Richie Ray.
The next day, Dolly drives to the shelter and confronts Richie. Several weeks pass by, and Dolly is at her desk working when she discovers a foreclosure notice on her desk with the name Richie Ray. She picks up her purse and tells Blanche she has an errand to run Dolly drives to the shelter.
Richie, I foreclosed on your loan for lack of payment. The bank now owns your shelter, and I have found someone honest to run it.
You win this time, Dolly. But you haven't beaten Richie Ray. You will never win! I will be back.
I am Richie Ray.
Goodbye and good riddance.